Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast. I hope you have had a good week this week. This time, I was thinking. In some of the podcasts, I've had an emphasis on how academic and applicable. We've talked about how those don't need to be separate things, that something that's academic is applicable. But I think at the same time, I also want to emphasize that not everything needs to be academic. So all the academic should be applicable, and that's good, and academic is good, but ultimately, we want to be focusing on what are we doing because we love the Lord Jesus. What are we doing because we love the Lord Jesus? And so I want us to think a little bit about the way that God is described. Sometimes when we think about God, we think about his power. We think about how he is an avenger, or that he will bring justice. And yet, how often do we think about this? Consider how God is described in Psalm 68. Psalm 68 describes God like this. It says in verse 5, he is a father of the fatherless and protector of widows. A father of the fatherless and protector of widows. Isn't that just an awesome way to see God? That here is God filling in the void. Here's God recognizing that, yes, bad things have happened, and he wants to step in. I think that is intended to be an example for us, that we are supposed to live in that same way. We are supposed to commit ourselves to those who are suffering. We are supposed to suffer with them. We're supposed to feel their pain. And thus, that is why we are told by James that true religion is to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world. Now, notice this doesn't say we need to be like God. It's not saying we need to try and become the father to the fatherless or the protector of widows. But it's saying that we need to have that same attitude. We need to do what we can to try and fill in the void. That's what true religion is. Yes, we want to learn. Yes, we want to better understand God, because as we do that, we will be motivated, and we will better know how to serve. But ultimately, the what? The command for us on how we are to act is very simple. God wants his people to visit the orphans and widows. Not just while they're doing good, but in their affliction. He wants us to suffer with them, to cry when they cry, to pray with them, to show them that they're not alone. He wants us to be a family, and that is what we are called to live in love with each other, to be brothers and sisters, to fill in that void, and ultimately to live like the Lord Jesus did when he saw the sick, when he saw the poor, when he saw the blind. That's true religion. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.